Your career matters. It matters to you. I hope it matters to your boss. And I hope it matters to your company the way it should do. This is one way how you can lead your career conversations with options, not demands. Career conversations. How do you present options instead of demands? Welcome to today's Lightwolf podcast. How do you manage your own career? Which conversations should you have? With whom? When? And how should you have them? Have you ever had similar thoughts regarding your own career? I guess so. Because most of us leaders, managers, people in the business world have had those thoughts at least a few times throughout their career. And of course, you're just right in expecting to be fairly paid and to try and find work that gives you fulfillment. Because we're spending so much time at work, we should make sure that we enjoy the work we do, at least most of the time. And if this is the case, then I'm very optimistic. I'm sure that you will find value in this Lightwolf episode today. So welcome to the episode, How to Lead Successful Career Conversations Without Sounding Demanding. Why is this actually such an important topic? Well, I think it's important. It truly matters because it is really very influential on your professional path. Your career matters. It matters to you. I hope it matters to your boss. And I hope it matters to your company the way it should do, right? So it's important. And it's complex. It's one of the things that make those career conversations possibly so demanding. They are complex. Because you're balancing different interests. You're balancing different interests with various aspects. On the one hand side, you're balancing the interest of your employer, of the company that pays your salary, that pays your compensation, right? So that's the one thing why I think it is complex, that you have to really juggle and align different perspectives. You balance your employer's perspective with your own interest. And that can be easy and it can be complex. Second, it's dynamic. Career situations can sometimes stay almost unchanged for a long, painful time. And then, all of a sudden, they quickly shift. Because maybe high above you in the career ladder, there is someone who gets promoted into another continent, or someone retires, or someone gets promoted into a different function, and all of a sudden, whoops, there is a move upwards. And the opportunity that you may have been waiting for such a long time, maybe you already got a bit nervous or impatient, all of a sudden, the opportunity is there. So career discussions are also dynamic, right? And if I look back at my own career, I had 25 years in the corporate world. I was employed by a fantastic global consumer goods company with excellent brands, very strong people, and outstanding leadership systems. I was a general manager when I left. I joined telecoms. The telecommunications industry, completely different industry, much faster, much bigger, and much more technical as a general manager and CMO, so very different. And I was a board member for the, at the time, second biggest beer brewing business in the world, South African company, stunning. I really felt at home. I feel proud to have served in those companies, but they were different also in terms of how to manage careers. So I've seen a lot. And then in the last 15 years that we've now been independent, running our own businesses, running two companies, we have served more than 170 different companies. So I've seen a lot. I've done more than 300 individual executive coachings. We've served many, many projects in different companies. And here are some things that I've seen which as things that I regard as common mistakes in career conversations. Mistake number one, some people make only demands. They make statements like, quote, I want a raise, unquote. I want a salary increase, unquote. I want a promotion, unquote. And particularly if that is not embedded in some context, particularly if this is not meeting the needs or even the expectations of your conversation partner, such a conversation may quickly sound confrontational. So that's mistake number one. Mistake number two I've seen a couple of times is that some people argue only from their own perspectives, instead of also focusing on the company's benefit. It only works when you serve both parties' needs. And the third mistake that some people sometimes tend to make is they come unprepared. Without clear options, decisions become difficult for the other party. So that's just a selection of three, making only demands, arguing only from your own perspective and coming unprepared are three things that I've seen a couple of times, which I don't think are effective. And in general, I think your career offers both tremendous opportunities. Yes, and sometimes going along with certain calculated risks. Let's pick two to illustrate them. And I share now my own real life career experience to illustrate those opportunities and risks. One is moving to another department. Imagine you go like my way. From university, after having studied business and three different languages, I joined an outstanding consumer goods company. I joined in marketing. I stayed for 6 years. I got promoted 3 times. My career works well. But then, one day, one single question from a fantastic leader who I hope to see again this year in Berlin, a gentleman named Michael Bernhörster, one single question made me see the impact of my marketing-focused decisions on sales. And I suddenly realized that I had no clue of what was going on in our own sales department. So a few months later, and I had pushed for this, I had asked for the opportunity to be transferred into sales. I find myself in sales and I have 2 great years ahead of me. I still remember how puzzled some of my marketing peers were looking at me, like, Stefan, you into sales? I thought you were good, right? Unquote. Maybe some of that may have been just assumption, but they looked astonished that I on purpose was moving. And I was so happy because I'm a curious person by nature. I like learning. And I was clear that one day I would like to be in a general management role. And even if a company is driven by brands, and this company is and still is today, I think if you want to run a business, it is useful. It's not always necessary, but it is helpful to have some working experience in more than one function. That's why I went. I went into sales and I made a great experience. Another one, another potential step you could consider that offers potential opportunities, tremendous opportunities for learning and growth, potentially going with some risks, is temporary projects with uncertain next steps. Like, for example, leading a corporate price increase across more than 30 different brands, so almost all the company's brands, generating about 150 million euros of additional revenue per annum, which is exactly what I opted to do. Yes, was offered to, was encouraged to, and then I agreed to do. Because after those about 2 years in sales, I really had a great time. First 3 months, no customer responsibility, but I was able, with a little bit of luck, to help a significant turnaround in our client relationships and significantly grow sales. So after a few months, my boss in the sales team saw that not only I was curious, but I was starting to add value and I was ready to take the risk to lead a customer on my own. And I was so glad that one day he came and said, Stefan, I would like you to take customer X, hit markets of Dole Group in the Bonn area, It's about a 15 million business. It's 15 people to lead, and I want you to be the responsible key account manager. Fantastic. So I suddenly had two roles. I was working on the big client and I had my own client. I learned a ton, and for about 2 years, I had a vertical learning curve. And then one day, the bigger boss who was running the whole company came to me and said, "Hey, Stefan, I would like to have a conversation with you. You know, I am planning to take the risk and lead a price increase on many of our brands. It's significant. We just need to pass on cost increases, and we have had significant innovation, and we'd like to increase pricing behind this and also make retailers increase the pricing so that they make more money behind our brands. And I need someone who has marketing experience, sales experience, understands numbers, and is appreciated by most departments, by all departments in the company." And I said, "Yeah, very nice, Werner." And then he continued and said, "Stefan, and that person is you." And I went, "Werner, no, please, no, please leave me in sales. I'm learning so much. I'm having so much fun right now. I have a vertical learning curve." And he said, "I understand, Stefan, but no, I need you to take this assignment." And I went like, "Okay, well, if you really insist, but it's June right now. The target pricing timing is January, because that's the best window if you want to do something in the German trade. At least it was at the time when we did this, which is more than 20 years ago. But what's next? I will implement the price increase for January. We probably still have 3 months to go afterwards with fine-tuning and discussion and some follow-up work. But say by April, I'm out of work. The project will be done." He said, "Yeah, don't worry. Let me take care." And I trusted him. And with a regret, left sales, went into this pricing assignment and created it. A great team. We delivered. We delivered successfully. That was really nice. But then comes February of the next year. My work on pricing is coming towards an end. And I wonder, hey, what do I do now? I don't have a plan. I'm not sure what is next in terms of career. And I was really hesitating to take the initiative. And then I'm a football player. I played with my company's football team. At the football pitch, one of my peers came and almost kicked my ass and said, "Stefan, hey, what are you going to do next in our company?" And I went like, "Mauro, I don't know." And he went, "What? Your career? And you don't know? You should get your act together and take the initiative and make a proposal." And I went like, I have never considered that, but maybe Mauro is right. So I sat down, I thought a bit, and then a week or two later, I pulled all my courage together, knocked on the door of my boss and asked for an appointment to talk next steps on my career. A few days later, we had the conversation and I suggested the following. "Look, Werner, pricing is moving towards an end. It's maybe another 1.5 to 2 months and then the work is completed. I have brand experience, sales experience, price experience. You continue to say that I'm performing well, that I'm on track for further development. And I would like to talk with you now what we do after the pricing assignment is complete. And I'm not sure whether I'm overstepping my mark now, but if you really consider me for a promotion, then I would be highly interested in job one or job two, because they would both be significantly bigger responsibility than before. And while I have respect for these roles, I think I can do them. And I think I've been well prepared now with the sales time and the pricing time. But what I would benefit from is to have some high quality, intensive training again on advertising, communication development, because that's going to be the core of my next assignment. And I have been out of roles like that for almost 3 years now. So here is my idea. What do you think, dear boss, if you sent me to Brussels? There is a high quality top team of company internal communication experts. They develop advertising on the highest level. Why don't you put me there for 3, 6, 9, or 12 months and let me learn? Let me learn advertising on the highest possible level and contribute to important advertising projects, processes, learning across the whole company. You know, the advantage is for that advertising department in Brussels, they would receive a highly motivated resource, i.e. myself, without having to pay for it, because my salary will be continued to be paid by you. Second, a big advantage for me and my development, because after those almost 3 years out of advertising, I will get retrained and trained on a much higher level than before. So I'll be better prepared for success in my next role. And advantage for you, you will get completely independent in terms of planning and planning time. Because, as I said, I'm completely at ease whether it's in a month or in 1 year. Punto. And then I paused. And I was slightly uncertain whether I was too confident. Had I been demanding too much? Or was I too straight, being German and Swiss? But none of these concerns were valid. The exact opposite was true, because he had been there with a second boss, both of them very experienced senior general managers running continents and global categories. And when I had said, look, I would love to take either job one or job two, they both looked at each other, smiled at each other, and then looked at me again and asked, okay, if you could make a choice, if you could select one of those two, which one would you want to pick? And I went like, wow, I didn't expect this question. If you ask me whether I prefer job one or job two, I would like to go for job one. And they said, okay, we understood you, we heard you, and let's see how we can make that possible. Have a great day. And I left the room going like, wow, hooray. Thank God I had the courage to initiate this conversation and overcome my own concerns whether I was over demanding, because obviously I wasn't. They had been thinking about the same thing anyway. It was just creating clarity on options. It was relieving them and relieving me, right? And that's probably been one of the more successful parts of proactive career management in my own career. And if you are going to face similar crossroads in your career soon, then what I would advise you to do is don't do my mistake, which is hesitating too long, doubting yourself, whether you're entitled, whether you deserve such a conversation. If you perform, if you hear from your company that you are a talent that the company wants to develop further, if you take risks also on behalf of your company, then it is not over demanding, but reasonable to initiate such a conversation. So that's maybe the one mistake I made. I was hesitating too much. But I think in hindsight, I did three things well, which led the conversation in my career, the next career chapters, to good success. Here are three tips for you on how to lead successful career conversations without sounding demanding. One, think win-win scenarios. Show how your request, how your options bring benefit to the company. How do your options help your employer achieve its objectives? And then think through work flexibility, planning efficiency, stronger skills. All of these things were at play in my case. Yeah, I showed them I was flexible in terms of timing. A month or a year doesn't matter. Job one or job two, it's easy for me. I showed planning efficiency because I was using time and money as best as I could. And I would be better in terms of stronger skills at the end of this plan, right? So this was win-win, and that's my tip number one. Think win-win scenarios for the company and for your own career. Two, present multiple options. So when you are at a career crossroad and you would like to continue advancing in your career in your company, you could say, look, dear boss, I see three options, A, B, and C. And here is what I think about them, the pros and the cons. Which do you think fits best for the company, and which do you think would be best fitting for me? This way, presenting multiple options, you demonstrate flexibility. So that's suggestion number two. And tip number three, support your case with facts. Use numbers, use success examples, use evidences to make your own proposal convincing. So, in a nutshell, three tips how to lead your successful career conversations without sounding over-demanding. One, think win-win scenarios. Two, present multiple options. And three, support your case with facts. This is one way how you can lead your career conversations with options, not demands. I wish you the best of success. And towards the end of today, I would have two questions. First, what's your most valuable learning so far about how to lead successful career conversations? Please share them in the show notes. There is a little link with a question. Please share so that we can learn from you as well, that we can advance the community with learning. And finally, if you enjoyed this Lightwolf podcast, then please subscribe to it right now. Take your smartphone, go into iTunes, Spotify, or whatever streaming service, subscribe to this podcast now. Please leave us a star rating and please leave us a reference. That would be highly appreciated. Thank you very much and see you soon here in the Lightwolf podcast. Ciao, ciao.